Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Thursday, April 25th at Keeneland. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Director of Wagering Development for Keeneland. The headline that we first need to talk about is a carryover in the pick six of more than $286,000 for this Thursday card. So that is going to generate a tremendous amount of excitement for horse players. Now, on to our task at hand. Just 2 days left in the spring meet. We're taking a look at the late pick four as we do on these podcasts. And Jim will start in race number six with a starter allowance on the main track at a mile and a 16th. It's three-year-olds and up. How did you see this one?
I guess I must be getting older. This meet went by really fast. Happens to all of us. So this race, I had four horses. I really couldn't separate. And it's pretty much the three morning line favorites plus one long shot. JR's Gift for Abel Cedillo comes from Turfway, and the Turfway shippers have done really well this meet. So this horse comes from way out of it, maybe not the style you want on this racetrack, but 78 buyer last time, stretching out to a mile and stretches out. It's been a mile and a quarter a couple times, so distance won't be a problem. Brown Liquor Man is my top pick for Joe Sharp and Tyler Gaffleone. Tyler battling for the lead for the championship for most wins with the Ortiz brothers. And this one comes out of a turf race at Fairgrounds. They switch him over to the dirt for this one. But he did show a little dirt propensity back at Belterra in his debut. He's been on the turf since then. They're going to try something different with him. And the class fits, and he should take to it. Dr. Kringle for Ian Wilkes had a bad race at Turfway last time out. Comes out of similar races as the two horse. Actually, one horse, one race that was the same at a mile and a quarter. So distancing going to be a problem for him. Picks up by Red Ortiz Jr. Dr. Kringle is a big contender in here. And then the long shot, I like his New Heart. Second race over the meet, over the track during the meet. Only been, you know, comes back with less than three weeks rest, but didn't get much out of the last one. Hesitated start. He was on the outside, and he wound up on the outside the entire race. Actually did get up to six past tiring horses, but you just throw that one out. Go back to his Turfway race when he broke his maiden, and he was in contention the whole way and won by half a length at 5-1. So Newhart at 10-1 for Michael Stidham has a shot as well. So I'm going to go with those four. I could even go deeper with Beaumont Red here for Keith DeSormo. Very evenly matched race here for only seven horses.
I took the long shot that you mentioned, Newhart, on top. I went back and watched his race on opening weekend. He had just a horrendous start in his first try against winners. Was really late out of the gate, spotted the field several lengths, and then actually was running a little bit in the stretch and passed a few horses. And he's from Godolphin, and just about everything they've sent out has fired at this meet. And this horse is bred to really like more distance that he gets here. And I like the win first time out. I thought it was pretty professional. He broke in kind of mid-pack and raced in and among horses. He was going a mile first time out, and it didn't have the best maybe of trips, or was just, you know, in traffic all the way, but just very patient, sat there, tipped out in the stretch and finished strong to get the win. So I think maybe there's some more there than we saw in that subsequent start against winners. So I took Newhart on top. Brown Liquor Man, been facing maybe tougher at the Fairgrounds for Joe Sharp and Gaffleone, so I took that one. Dr. Kringle, trending upward until that last start, so I'll forgive that and look at the previous race record for Wilkes, and you get Ired Ortiz, and then Maximum Capacity just off that 74, two starts back at Santa Anita. I know it was on the turf, but still a nice, strong performance in a race that lacks a standout. So those were the four that I liked. I'm probably going to trim down the ticket just a little bit in this race for budgetary reasons, because I want to go deeper in the next race, which is a third level allowance. It should be the feature on the card, four and up, seven furlongs. And I ended up with Eyeing Clover on top for Brad Cox, second off the layoff with an 89 buyer figure, good speed. I think on one hand, I could be talked into singling this horse and then having more opportunity to spread elsewhere. But if he doesn't win, then I kind of found myself with a lot of horses that I liked. So I'm going to use several in here, and figuring that Cox's horse will be a favorite if he gets beat, then there's a chance to catch a little bit more of a price. Condemn, I thought the two races in December at Turfway were very good, would stack up well. Then tried Stakes Company in the forego, and that didn't go well. And then talked to the trainer, and he said that was a speed-biased track that Condemn caught last time. So he's got to pass him. He's a late runner, but at 7 furlongs, that's not as much of an issue. Bourbon Heist has shown an affinity for this track, and I think this distance is right in his wheelhouse. Angkor, I think I read a story in the racing form that indicated they might scratch out of this spot for a race at Churchill next week. But if he goes, certainly a major player for Phil Bauer, but there's a lot more seconds and thirds than wins on this one's record. And then Eyewitness is the other one. It's Wesley Ward, second off a layoff. You get Jose Ortiz, horse showed speed and then faded in the comebacker. So with all of that, I'm not going to leave that one off the ticket. So I'm going a little deep in here. How about you?
I'm only going too deep, but I'm not using the Cox horse. I thought this might be a chance to beat him. Thought Angkor was my top pick in here. That 94 buyer figure last time out at Churchill has run well here. Had a 90 buyer last time out at 7 furlongs here at this racetrack, and has run well twice here at Keeneland. So Angkor is my top pick in here, coming off a layoff, but Phil Bauer is 39% with layoffs of 61 to 180 days. That's an amazing record. I don't know that I've seen very many people better than that. And it's on a pretty good sample. It's 18 races. So he's like, what is that, 7 out of 18 or 8 out of 18? So coming back with this horse, was really in good form last fall. This is his 6-year-old debut. I'm going to take Angkor on top. Also use Bourbon Heist for Ian Wilkes, who ran right behind Angkor in that race at Churchill. And as you mentioned, Bourbon Heist has run well at Keeneland at 7 furlongs, at 93 buyer in an allowance race last April. So, and won by 6.5. So those two, I'm going to just stand with those two. I can make cases for those other horses, but you got to cut it somewhere. And I'm going to take a shot here at beating Cox with those two horses.
Going on to the 8th race, it's a first-level allowance. 3-year-old fillies on the turf at 1 3/16. How'd you see this one?
I thought Style Points in here coming out of the Florida Oaks was you could single this filly. I just think that race is much tougher than this one. And she showed an ability to close there, only got beat by a length after having a kind of a trafficked, it was 11-horse field. It was a move up for her. She had run well in the Swedish Chant prior to that. But the Florida Oaks was a very good field, and she was very competitive for Christoph. She's not missed a beat after she broke her maiden, running 2 seconds at Gulfstream and at Tampa. And I think Style Points is probably a legitimate favorite in here. Also going to use Hello Hollywood for Jose Ortiz and Brian Lynch, coming off of the Sanibel Island at Gulfstream, where she almost came and got the winner there, Vivouve, the one that I have a hard time saying the name. And then Royal Wind Tour for Grand Motion, coming off an 80 buyer, first time against winners, moving up in class from a good race at Gulfstream. I'm going to take those three. Could go a little deeper with maybe the Cox horse, Tarnima, the 11. But I think those three would get me through the third leg. I hope they do anyway.
I ended up taking Royal Wind Tour for Motion, the horse that you mentioned that beat her in her debut, came back to win a stake. And it was a maiden win, second time out that she comes off of down at Gulfstream. And went back and watched it, and it was a pretty good pace, and she wasn't far off of it, and yet still was able to finish well and looked good on the gallop out. So we saw a similar type of horse, Poor K-Roll, earlier in the meet, just missed winning for Motion. So I'm going to take that one on top of Hello Hollywood. I like the 3 2-turn races for that one. You get Lynch and Jose Ortiz, and this horse just missed in a stake last time out at Gulfstream. But you know, with Royal Wind Tour coming off a maiden race, most of these are just one or two starts removed from a maiden win anyway. Style Points has been second in a couple of graded stakes. So going to use that one. And Sacred Image, mainly just because it's Chad Brown and this horse won first time out, which is usually a good sign of some talent. I think that's another one to look at and consider in this race. And then that gets us to the ninth maiden race for three-year-old fillies at six furlongs. I went to the first-time starters on top here, Into Amore for Pletcher and Nyrat Ortiz, a long series of good works at Pletcher's base down at Palm Beach Downs for this filly. I'm going to bet that she'll be ready. Day Dawning is a first-timer with sharp works for the Thomas Barn. You get Johnny V. Conquest Dancer has some very good works here for Catalano, and you get Gaffleone. And then the nine has a little race experience, and it's a Wesley Ward horse, same old fears, I believe, and that's the one with experience that I'm going to use. So I'm going to go four deep in this leg. How about you?
I'm going five deep with the three first-time starters you mentioned, plus Miyako for Brian Lynch and Joel Rosario. Brian is not known for his first-time starters, but this one's got some nice works at Palm Meadows and then came up here at Keeneland and had a bullet work on April the 18th. So Miyako is the one that you didn't mention. Day Dawning, Conquest Dancer for Wayne Catalano, Into Amore for Todd Pletcher. And I'm going to use the experience horse I'm using is Plum Tricky for Dallas Stewart. Almost broke her maiden at Fairgrounds last time out. Has posted what I really like is a steady buyer improvement on in her four races, 56 to 59 to 63, and then jumped up to 77. Hopefully she won't bounce off that effort, but she was the favorite that day and just got nipped at the wire by Helen's Little Sis. So Plum Tricky is the one that I'm going to use with some experience, but there's some really nice first-time starters in here, especially Jonathan Thomas, Day Dawning, the one horse. Looks very impressive. $450,000 purchase for Augustin Stable. So five deep in here for me.
What's your pick four ticket look like?
$60. 2, 3, 4, 5 with 6, 7, with 4, 5, 9, with 1, 5, 8, 10, 11.
I ended up at $60 as well, a different way. I went 3, 4 with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. With 4, 5, 9, a little leery of leaving at the Chad Brown there, but I wanted to keep the ticket at a reasonable number. And then 1, 8, 9, 11 in the last leg. So 2 by 5 by 3 by 4. All right, Jim, we do a daily double, best daily double play every day for our listeners. Daily double takeout down to 15%. That's been a popular move this spring. Where did you go for your daily double play?
This one was really easy. If anybody knows me, you know I have an affinity for bourbon. So the sixth race, Brown Liquor Man, and the seventh race, Bourbon Heist. That's just a punch bet for me. How can you go wrong taking Brown Liquor Man and Bourbon Heist? So that would be a 3-7 straight double. You can throw in Angkor if you don't like that angle, but I like Brown Liquor Man and Bourbon Heist. My wife would be jumping all over that.
Well, I'm actually going to the same race, but a little different direction. I'm using Brown Liquor Man and also Newhart, my price horse. So 3 and 4 in the sixth with just the 3 eyeing Clover in the next race. So as I said, on my pick four, I went deeper there, but for this daily double, I'll take a shot in single eyeing Clover. So I'll have 2 in the first leg, 1 in the second, so a couple of $10 doubles there. We'll see how it plays out. We're both in the same set of races. All Turf Pick 3 is available on the Thursday card. Starts early in race 2 on the Thursday card. And pay attention, as we tape this on Wednesday, they were going into the card with a big carryover in the Pick 6. So if it carries over again, it could get really interesting for the last couple of days. Best of luck if you're playing the Thursday card. You can't get out there, put funds in your Keeneland Select account, build your bankroll for Derby Week. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money Podcast.